7 months ago, Ella Milman and Mikhail Gershkovich got the news that their son had been arrested in Russia. Evan Gershkovich, a Wall Street Journal reporter, was charged with espionage, a charge that he, the Wall Street Journal, and the U.S. government deny. Since then, Evan's parents mostly communicate with him by mail. And lately, in their letters, Mikhail and Evan have started playing a game of chess. Each week, one move.
How many moves in are you?
I made a few mistakes, so I have to retract my steps. And Evan told me if I don't get focused, it's going to take too long.
On the previous visit, American consul wrote an email and gave a message that Evan said, please tell Dad to move his own pieces, not move mine.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Made us laugh.
Evan is one of over 360 journalists imprisoned around the globe, according to the Committee to Protect Journalists. This week, a Russian court formally arrested another reporter, Alsu Kermasheva, who holds dual Russian-American citizenship.
How has your life changed since Evan was detained?
Our life changed?
Yeah, like this role of being public advocates for your son.
On the one hand, I'm just a layperson. I'm not a journalist. I'm not a politician. And on the other hand, I'll do whatever needs to be done. This advocacy or anything else, I'm very grateful that I can do something, because the overwhelming feeling is helplessness.
Well, you know, I'm a very private person, very reserved. And now I have to do this. But we have to advocate for Evan. So this is what I need to do.
Welcome to The Journal, our show about money, business, and power. I'm Kate Linebaugh. It's Wednesday, October 25th. Coming up on the show, a conversation with Evan's parents.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/journal. Terms and conditions apply.
Evan Gershkovich's parents, Mikhail and Ella, both immigrated to the U.S. from the Soviet Union in the late 1970s. They raised their two children, Evan and his sister, in New Jersey, and they spoke Russian at home. In 2017, Evan decided to use his language skills to go to Moscow and work for a local newspaper.
How did you feel about Evan going to Russia?
I was apprehensive, but I'm always apprehensive. And the way I was raised, my father was super protective, but he couldn't protect me anyway. So he just limited my chances and opportunities. And so I didn't want to be like my dad.
Well, it was when he went there, it was 2017. It was totally different at the time. I was excited. I was supporting him. He took a risk to go over there. But that's Evan. Risk taker, adventurous, curious. That's him.
In 2022, Evan joined the Wall Street Journal in Moscow and was accredited by Russia as a foreign journalist. He was on a reporting trip when he was detained on March 29th. Following his arrest, Mikhail and Ella have gone to some of his court appearances.
Can you tell us about when you went to Russia into the courtroom and saw him?
Well, we were waiting outside, not even sure if we were going to be let in. They let all the journalists in, and we were waiting outside. And even that, I've seen people being in those, in that cage before. Just prepare yourself not to react to any of it.
That cage, as Ella calls it, is a glass box where defendants stand in some Russian courtrooms. When Ella and Mikhail were let into the courtroom, Evan was inside one of these glass boxes. He was wearing jeans and a black T-shirt. He was clean-shaven. Ella walked up. Mikhail was a couple steps behind her.
When I saw him, that's it. Just the happiness. Just happiness seeing him. And when we got a chance to talk to him, it just like I forgot where I was. We went to this conversation, and I just forgot where I was completely.
What did you say to him?
Oh, we discussed a lot of stuff in that short period of time, how I'm still being his mother in his letters, and how happy he was to see us being strong, and he smiled.
I was very happy to just stand 1 foot behind Ella and watch both of them smile and talk to each other.
Even the journalists, the photographers were not allowed to speak to him. Oh, there were people leaving and saying, keep strong, we are with you. It was touching. He smiled, Evan smiled at those comments.
How long were you with him?
We had for probably 7 to 8 minutes before the court started. And then shorter, 5 minutes after. And then we were told to leave. It's hard, immediately experience happiness and such.
And then gone.
Yes.
What did it feel like walking out?
Terrible. Hard to describe.
It's very difficult just to leave, knowing that your son stays behind.
And walking out, there were reporters expecting us to talk, and total chaos. People running after us. Total chaos.
For almost 7 months, Evan has been held at Lefortovo prison in Moscow. He's in pre-trial detention and will remain there until at least November 30th. Russian authorities haven't publicly provided evidence to support the allegation against Evan. The country has said it's acting in accordance with its own laws. There's still no trial date set.
So right now, the main way you communicate with him is through letters.
Letters, yes. It's you're sitting on the couch. You imagine him sitting there, and it's a conversation. You just get your answers, and next week. Yes, I try to keep it light and funny, and that's my focus, because he tried to read of very heavy literature, a lot of books, memoirs, biographies of people who went through that experience being in Lefortovo, and I was worried about it, that it's too dark, too heavy. I recommended a lot of books, which are much lighter. So in my letters, I try to keep it lighter.
And what's the latest?
He's interested how we are doing. We are interested how he's doing.
Yeah.
And he's worried about us. We are worried about him. So we need to keep our spirits up all the time to make sure that he is not worried about us. And he is exercising. He is meditating.
What does he do for exercise?
He gets 1 hour to walk outside in the size of his cell. It's very
small,
but it's outside. And he walks there for an hour. He exercises. He received a book with exercises, how to use his own weight for that.
One of his Russian-speaking friends sent him lyrics to a Soviet bard song, Vladimir Vysotsky. It's about running in place. He told me that that's very appropriate to what he is doing when he is exercising.
To keep himself in good spirits day to day, it takes a lot of work. And I just can't even imagine. You know, I have days when I wake up and I'm not myself, you know. And to be in that environment, it takes a lot of effort to keep himself physically and mentally strong, to establish routine, exercise, read, answer letters. He writes to me. He's pretty busy.
I also write to him about all the tech news, AI developments and DOJ, Google lawsuit, and Elon Musk going hand-to-hand combat with
Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg, and we will both take sides.
You told him about the cage match.
Yeah, and he knew. He's very curious and interested in what's going on in the world and in tech world as well.
But how do you keep yourself going?
Exactly the same way. I have to think about it, make myself, not to let myself fall apart. And we have a long road to go, and we have a goal.
Coming up, marking Evan's 32nd birthday from afar.
This episode is brought to you by KPMG. The people at KPMG make the difference for their clients. Talented teams leveraging the right technology to uncover insights that illuminate opportunity. KPMG teams together with their clients, working shoulder to shoulder to help grow and transform their enterprise. Are you ready to make the difference together? Go to visit.kpmg.us/transformation to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Walmart. Walmart is committed to helping associates live better. As one of the first companies to remove college degree requirements from the majority of their roles, Walmart is creating opportunities for associates to build careers based on their real-life experiences. In fact, the company is investing over $1 billion in career-driven training and development programs. Learn why it pays to work at Walmart at walmart.com/skills first.
Ella and Mikhail are helping in a public campaign to bring attention to Evan's case and to get their son released. Wall Street Journal editor-in-chief Emma Tucker said these efforts will continue, quote, as long as necessary. And Evan's parents have a powerful ally.
Evan went to report in Russia to shed light on the darkness that you all escaped from years ago. Absolute courage.
That's President Biden speaking at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where Ella and Mikhail met him in person.
We're working every day to secure his release, looking at opportunities and tools to bring him home. We keep the faith.
And how are the efforts going to get him released?
The things that are done by United States government is done in confidence and doesn't involve, we're not going to be helpful to the effort. So there's no reason to share the information with us.
So you're waiting like the rest of us?
Yes.
We're waiting just
we
like
just
the rest
rely
of
that on their expertise and the promise.
That has got to be excruciating.
It is. It is.
It is. But we take a little bit of comfort from President's promise. He said that it's personal for him and that he's going to do everything possible to secure Evan's release. And we met with Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He gave us also reason to believe that everybody in the administration is doing everything that they can and working very hard.
We just want every American wrongfully detained be brought back to the States, and we understand the pain they go through, because this is what we've been experienced.
We have the understanding now from our experience.
Yes.
Tomorrow, October 26th, is Evan's birthday. He's turning 32.
How will you mark Evan's birthday?
It's definitely surreal that he's over there and we are here. We send him the symbolic gift that he's going to receive. He's been talking on his letter about his future, that he wants a rescue dog. So we send him a name tag for his future dog.
Yeah.
I'm getting a wooden chess set, a proper board and pieces to make sure that we have something to two of us to play chess when he gets back.
Maybe on Evan's birthday you'll say checkmate?
I won't.
It's not possible.
You're not that far in?
I fell behind in chess theory quite a bit.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
We want him home badly. That's our personal story.
It's not only us. His friends, his colleagues want him back. People want to see justice restored. He was a journalist doing his job. It puts in jeopardy a lot of the freedom of the press.
What is your message to the Russian authorities?
That journalism is not a crime. Journalism is not a crime.
It's really hard.
It's hard, yes.
I can't imagine.
It's hard.
The gigantic forces of the world are between you and your son.
Yeah.
Yes. Hopefully people can listen to us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's all for today, Wednesday, October 25th. The Journal is a co-production of Spotify and The Wall Street Journal. If you like our show, follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. We're out every weekday afternoon. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.